8349.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two, hour number three. Man, this show is moving quick. Last half hour today, this Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those markers are in at the beginning of each podcast, every half hour. You can listen on demand anytime you want. Just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. Every half hour is electronically saved, backed up on our servers. Greatly appreciate if you let people know they don't have to listen live, even though we love getting text messages, interacting with you folks during the show. We want the information to get out there. So we greatly, greatly appreciate if you would share this information. Now, there is more money being thrown at issues by this governor and her Michigan State Housing Development Authority. Yesterday, they announced the new MI neighborhood program, where it's now going to consolidate $60 million in grant application to developers, nonprofits, and local units of government, intended to streamline access to funds for housing development projects. Lansing Mayor Andy Shore said the grant program will provide necessary assistance with building more new homes, rehabbing Michigan's older homes, and making neighborhood improvement investments. I'm grateful for strong leadership at MISHDA that's helping transform the way our state government works with our local partners. Together, we're going to solve this housing crisis. The newly announced grant program consolidates nine existing programs and funding sources and is intended to further address regional goals and implementation with a statewide housing plan. This plan was first released back in 2022. These regional investment targets are based on 15 housing partnerships identified in the plan. Mr. Executive Director Amy Hovey said the grant programs will meet priorities identified by these regional partners through their combined action plans. It is our commitment to bring forward solutions that will eliminate unnecessary burdens and red tape. Now, it's kind of interesting. A lot of these projects, they are wanting to be in major city areas where they have underground water, sewer, able to have the city water, city sewer, electricity, internet services available, focusing on places like the Northwest Housing Partnership in Region D. This, of course, is targeting and looking at the Traverse City area. However, it's going to take time to get around to all the units of governments and the partners, but we are making progress. Well, the grant dollars awarded through the new Michigan Neighborhood Program will be supported by state and federal funding, and an application is intended to be a low barrier, providing accessibility to experienced and emerging community developers, nonprofits, and municipal government units alike, according to the MISHDA spokesperson. My Neighborhood is a one-stop shop for developers, nonprofits, and local units of government to ask us for help in funding improvements for local neighborhoods through new housing units, rehabilitation of others, and public amenities. We will continue to move quickly with these kinds of locally focused solutions. Again, folks, where is it in our state constitution that government needs to be involved in the private sector? Housing is an industry. You have residential developments, you have commercial, you have industrial, you have all kinds of different facets of real estate that the local market needs to address. But obviously, under this economy, with this president and this governor, the state of Michigan has issues. So instead of addressing the policies that are affecting the economy in our state, they want to throw a Band-Aid in our taxpayer dollars at free money to incentivize developers to bring about these projects. My question is, who's going to be able to buy them? Are these going to be rental units? They keep talking about new housing units, but they don't talk about whether they're going to be home ownership or rental. All we know is the dollars are coming and will be awarded as part of the current fiscal year. They're going to get this into the 2024 budget. As long as the funding is available, $60 million will be awarded for this current fiscal year, with the next round of funding coming beginning October 1st with the new 2025 end-of-year fiscal budget. Got it. Again, I don't see where, anywhere in our Constitution, they have the ability to do this. But it doesn't matter. The Democrats are in control. This is on their agenda. This is what they're going to do. It's that simple. So one of the things that I think we're looking at, the process is state representatives, state senators in our area. All of you, quote unquote, good Republicans, do not vote for this upcoming budget. Period. End of story. Don't want to hear any excuses. Don't want to hear any justifications. Don't want any caveats. It's very simple. Vote no on the budget. This budget for fiscal year ending 2025 starts October 1st, folks, runs through September 30th of next year. This needs to be a totally 100% Democrat-owned, lock, stock, and barrel, 100% Democrat budget. If they get the two seats back and get the majority back, 56 Democrats in the House, 20 Democrats in the Senate, passed and signed into law by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. It's going to happen before Labor Day. It's going to happen before the November election. If they don't pass this budget, the government shuts down at midnight on September 30th. They're not going to let that happen. And why would you Republicans, if you are in fact a Republican, vote for this budget? With this kind of wasteful spending, taxpayer dollars being assigned to pick winners and losers within our own industries, why would you support this budget? Along with all the funding that this governor wants, free community college for graduating seniors from public high schools, tuition-free college for seniors graduating this year, daycare for four-year-olds. She, of course, refers to it as pre-K education. We've got serious issues in this state, folks. And the Republicans are enabling this Democrat governor and the Democrat majority in the House and the Senate if they vote yes on this budget. You need to talk to your state reps and your state senators, especially John DeMoose. Do not vote for this budget. Period. End of story. The Democrats, John, need to own this budget. Heading into November's election, it needs to be a campaign issue. Because I believe the only way they are able to balance this budget is if they increase taxes to provide the revenue for it. And this is something we want the public to know about when we knock on doors this year. Absolutely make this a political campaign issue. Because if you don't, you're part of the problem. We're never going to get things fixed if you continue to vote with the Democrats for this type of wasteful spending. And oh, by the way, still waiting for you to contact me about coming on the show. I believe we're on day now 67, if not longer. I'll have to go back and look at my calendar. Anytime, any day, give me a call. Love to have you on the show. Still waiting for an explanation on where that $15 million is going for the freshwater study in Traverse City. You know, the main reason you voted for the budget last year. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan. Unlimited access and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-231-231. 281-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I want to remind you that we have extended the deadline for this Traverse City class that's coming up on Saturday, a week from Saturday, April 13th, in Traverse City. The deadline has been extended to 5 p.m. on this Friday, April 5th. That is the absolute drop-dead deadline for me to be able to order the books for the Roberts Rules of Order Crash Course, the guide, six-page laminated quick reference guide to Roberts Rules of Order, and get the Michigan State Constitutions, the apples, the bottled water, all the things that we need. Text me, Class TC, and I'll send you the flyer and the direct link to the website. You can go there, you can click on it, you can read about it, make your donation. $59 is the cost for the class. It's going to be Saturday, April 13th, 10 days before the filing deadline of April 23rd. Now, very simply, you come to this class, you decide if you can understand how Robert's Rules of Order works, how meetings are supposed to work, how motions are made, supported, seconded, discussed, and voted on, you understand agendas, you understand the process, it might just give you enough information to realize, you know what, I can run for county commissioner. We are still looking for people to step up and run. And we'd love for you to be part of it, starting with this class on Saturday, April 13th. So again, text me, Class TC. I'll send you the information. Deadline is going to be 5 p.m. this Friday, April 5th. Then we're shutting the class down, the registration down, and we will order the books, and we will have a great class. This will be the last class before the August 6th primary. Once we get through these classes, Traverse City on the 13th, Flint on the 27th, then it's going to be door knocking, putting up signs, passing out business cards, getting information out to the voters. You guys need this training. And if you've attended the class previously, either in Gaylord or St. Ignace, you can go online and just donate $10, bring your books, and we'll give you a refresher. A few folks are doing that as well. Now, another deadline coming up after the April 23rd running for office will be the May 7th deadline to file your affidavit of identity for precinct delegate. Everybody needs to run for precinct delegate. We need more precinct delegates in these counties. We need people to be members of these county parties. We need to raise money. We need to fund these races that are coming up this fall. If we're going to make an impact at the county level, this is what we are going to need to do. And you need to be a part of it. Now, this Monday, this coming Monday, the 8th at 7 o'clock, we are going to be airing the movie Let My People Go. Dr. David Clements is going to be in Crawford County's event on April 26th over at Kirtland's Community College. If you'd like to flyer on that, you can call and get your tickets lined up. This movie is his movie, and he's going to be one of the speakers in person right here in Northern Michigan in Grayling on April 26th. So you'd like tickets to that? Just text me Crawford. I'll know then it's Crawford County's event and send you the flyer. So this is going to be a great movie night on Monday. You're invited if you'd like to come over to Torch Lake Township Hall. We're on US 31 just south of M88. And the movie will start shortly after we get going at 7 o'clock. We're going to play the movie for everybody. Hopefully you can come and join us. If you'd like the address, just text me movie and we'll text you the address so you can get there on time. It's going to be this Monday, April 8th. We're excited. We've got a lot of things, a lot of events happening. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is on her way to the Grand Rapids event with Donald Trump. Hopefully we'll be able to cover it as a field reporter for us as she's going to be joining the show on Friday. We want to know what's going on there in Grand Rapids. So, one of the things I think we're looking at here, getting the information out. Again, the podcast, Listen on Demand, make sure people are aware of the website. Most importantly, we need rear window stickers on your vehicles. We need people to know about 97.7. If you're in the listening area, text me your name, your address, and how many vehicles you can get the stickers on the rear windows, and we'll mail them out to you today. We greatly appreciate you guys doing that for us. They turn into rolling mobile billboards for us and get people to switch over and listen to the music, this show, and all the information we have for you guys. So we greatly appreciate you doing that. Again, text me your name, address, and how many vehicles, and we'll ship them out to you today. Well, that's it for today's show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great, terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across